I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. It's that time of renewal in West Virginia, and chances are pretty strong if you spend any time in the out-of-doors, you're going to run upon a babe in the woods. And in our report today, we'll talk about the reasons you should just walk on by when you find one.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Young wildlife are abundant this time of year in West Virginia, and chances are you're going to run across them when you take a hike in the forest.
All the species are having their babies this time of year, and people are enjoying the spring weather, and they're out, and sooner or later people run onto little critters and can't seem to resist picking them up and touching them, and many times they think they're abandoned. Not a good idea to get close to them, pick them up, and they're not abandoned. I can say with certainty that...
That's Gene Thorne of the DNR, who says when you start handling those animals, it doesn't have a happy ending.
Pretty much a death sentence is what it is.
And why is that?
Anytime that you would go up and touch the animal, you're leaving your scent there in the area and on the animal, which opens it up to predation. And you know, if you handle it a lot, it even could come to the point where the mother would abandon the animal, the young animal, and that's something we certainly don't want to happen. The other thing is just the contact of humans with wildlife is the potential for wildlife disease being transferred to a human.
Thorne says in many cases people falsely believe that young wild critter will make a great house pet, especially if raised from a tender age. Not so.
First of all, it's illegal. You can't possess wildlife in West Virginia, and the other thing is once you take them into your possession, any wild animal, no matter how you handle it, is a wild animal. And you know, like just for example, a deer. You know, many times people do violate the law, and they take a fawn in, and they hide it, and they raise it, and if it's a buck, when it gets you know, a couple years old and it's got a set of antlers, it can all of a sudden turn into a killing machine.
Nature can seem cruel to us at times, but it's when we get involved that we make it worse.
Part of nature that that not every animal survives, and I hate to focus on that, but you know, when animals are disturbed at a young age like this, it's likely that they're not going to be in there for the long run.
And the best thing to do is observe those young from a distance, enjoy the experience, and move right along. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.